Good morning. It's Wednesday, June 26th, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, Sage Hurtaklecker, a Hamilton Central graduate, narrowly missed qualifying for the upcoming Summer Olympics. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. Utica University has been awarded more than $1.2 million to help expand its accelerated educator preparation program. A 29-year-old man is accused of stealing a school bus from Durham School Services very early Tuesday morning, according to the police department. State Senator John Manion declared victory over Sarah Kleehood in the Democratic primary for New York's 22nd Congressional District. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. Sage Hurtaklecker, a Hamilton Central graduate and standout from the University of Buffalo, narrowly missed qualifying for the women's 800-meter event at the upcoming Summer Olympics. Competing at the trials in Eugene, Sage's performance was notably impacted by an unfortunate incident involving another runner. In Sunday's semifinal, Sage secured her spot in the finals by finishing in the top three of her heat. However, in Monday night's final, she encountered a major obstacle. Olympic champion Athing Mu was clipped by another runner, causing Mu to veer left and tumble. Sage, who was in a similar line, had to make a quick maneuver to avoid Mu, leaping partially into the infield. This sudden adjustment caused her to lose momentum, ultimately impacting her race. Despite her efforts, Sage finished fifth, with a time of 2 minutes and 0.38 seconds, missing out on the top three spots needed to qualify. The top finishers were Nia Akins, Allie Wilson, and Juliet Whitaker. In a post-race video, Sage expressed her frustration, stating, "I'm really pissed on how that played out." She believed the outcome could have been different without the fall. This isn't the first time Sage has faced adversity at the trials. In 2021, she suffered a fall in the semifinals, resulting in a broken wrist. Looking ahead, Sage has another opportunity to qualify for the Paris Olympics. She is set to compete in the 1500-meter event, with the first round scheduled for Thursday evening. She will need to finish in the top seven to advance to the semifinals on Friday, with the finals slated for Sunday evening. In a recent Instagram post, Sage shared her determination, saying, "I keep pushing." We wish Sage the best of luck in her upcoming events. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next, State Senator John Manion declared victory over Sarah Kleehood in the Democratic primary for New York's 22nd Congressional District. Unofficial results show Manion leading with just over 61% of the vote. In his election night statement, Manion thanked his supporters and emphasized that voters have rejected divisive politics, seeking new leadership in Congress. Manion, endorsed by the Onondaga and Cayuga Democratic Committees, is known for his role in attracting Micron to Clay and his 100% voting score from Planned Parenthood. However, his campaign faced allegations from former staffers of creating a hostile work environment, which Manion denies, calling them political attacks. Looking ahead, Manion will face incumbent Republican Representative Brandon Williams in the general election. The district is a key battleground district, and Williams predicts Manion will be rejected in November. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at youaresentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at youaresentinel.com/subscribe.